won't you back, I want you back, I want you back.
More of Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio now. I'm Mitch Tyke. Singer-songwriter Jen Grant is a well-known name with a strong following in her Canadian home after four full-length CDs, but she is still working to get on the radar of American listeners. We caught her for an interview as she made her way back to Nova Scotia after shows across the Midwest. After a week at home, she is back in Wisconsin tomorrow with a concert in Madison. Her sound is tricky to describe. In fact, when I asked her to describe it, this was her answer.
I don't know. How would you describe it?
Well, you could say it has elements of alt-rock, of folk, and even R&B, or you could just listen and try to appreciate it yourself. Here's Jen Grant and her band in the Lake Effect Performance Studio playing I Want You Back. I Want You Back, Jen Grant and band playing in Studio C1. Thank you so much. That was spectacular.
Thank you for having us.
We are pleased to have you in Milwaukee. And I guess
Milwaukee.
Which is, as you say, a fun word to say.
It is. Milwaukee. I love it.
Before I go any further, we should go around the room and have everybody introduce themselves.
Does everyone want to say their own names, like camp?
Sure.
All right.
My name is Mike Bellier, and I play drums with Jen.
My name is Tavo Diaz de Bonilla, and I play bass.
And my name is Daniel Ledwell, and I'm playing the keyboard.
And would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Jen Grant.
and you hail from PEI and Nova Scotia.
Yeah, I live in Nova Scotia now. Danny and I live there in Lake Echo.
This album, your most recent album, The Beautiful Wild, has been out in Canada for some time now, but it has literally just been released in the last week or so in the United States. You do feel like then you're still kind of introducing yourself to American audiences.
Yeah, definitely.
Audiences.
I feel like I've wanted to try to make an impact show-wise and stuff in the States for years, but it hasn't happened until like now. It feels like something is actually happening, and then we have really great people that we're working with over here and getting some really good opportunities, so I'm really excited about coming over here and doing more touring and stuff.
I will admit that I am not as familiar with your older work than the most recent.
Not yet, until we give you all of our CDs.
Absolutely. But from what I have heard, this new album does sound like an evolution for you?
I think so, yeah. I tried to approach it a different way. I had done some co-writing with an artist from Canada named Buck 65, who's a hip-hop guy, and I was really happy with some of the stuff that I was coming up with when I was working with him, and so I wanted to try to change my own style of writing. And the songs came really quickly this time. I threw away all the songs that I had sort of been working on, and the four of us went to a house in PEI, and every day I would write a new song, and just kind of in a different way, like finding notes with like tuning down strings and making my voice be like the catalyst for the song instead of going back to the same musical patterns I was using before. And yeah, these guys are really great at like letting me be really experimental with that and coming up with new parts for all of these weird songs that I was showing them every afternoon.
Was that unusual for you to have songs come to you so quickly that you could literally say, I'm going to write a song today?
Well, usually when I write, it's quickly, but it's usually like one song every month and a half or something. And then this one was like one song every day or two songs every day. And yeah, it was just really exciting because I felt a little bit different than my older stuff. And Danny produced a record and he was really open to that. And it was just a fun process. And Tavo and Mike were really supportive. And
Does it present a producing challenge? Is it a good challenge that you like to be a part of when things are kind of happening on the fly like that?
Yeah, it really does. Jen would go upstairs and she'd come down with she doesn't come down and go, here's a song and play it start to finish. She goes, here's three parts that I wrote that are I want to be in a song. And then I really like that because then I basically get to pick what the chorus is and what the verse is and what the bridge is and kind of revert to standard pop arrangements and just go, well, let's go, you know, verse, chorus, verse.
But we're
going to
do the opposite
chorus,
next time.
Or, you know, yeah.
Next time we're going to do all the opposites.
We're going to do all the opposites.
I'm amazed, though, that and maybe this is part of just not being a songwriter and not being able to imagine how that creative process plays out. But I'm amazed that you could write a piece of a song and not know right away whether it's the bridge or it's the melody or it's something else.
Well, maybe she.
I think I did know actually.
She did know, but she'd basically come downstairs and play like three parts to us. She wouldn't be like,
yeah,
here's the chorus.
Because, and I'll tell you why.
Let's fight
is because Danny also produced Honeymoon Punch, the album that we made before this, and I would play a song and then Danny would be like, okay, well, this is what I think about this, the sequencing or whatever, before he'd get into the other production stuff. And I know how he works now, so I just said, this is what you want. These are the parts you want, so do what you're going to do. I just took out a step.
There's a hidden track on the new CD that I wanted to ask about, and it's been mentioned in a few places. You cover Eye of the Tiger, and it is a cover that is almost universally loved in all the reviews that I have read, and I would agree. You have turned it into this kind of dark, emotional song, and I'm curious when you first saw the potential in that song to be part of what you do.
Well, I guess it was... And the idea was introduced to me by Mike Clattenburg, who's a filmmaker in Halifax, who wanted it for a movie, and it was his idea, so I didn't really have anything to do with it, except for that when I sang it, I felt really moved by it suddenly and wasn't really expecting that and kind of enjoyed the surprise of that. So I just didn't know if I should put it on the record, though.
I'm not giving anything away, I hope.
No, not at all. But, yeah, people do like that, and... it was a really nice song to sing. Like, vocally, it felt really comfy to, like, you know, just sing that song. So.
And I think the first thing you hear, you're like, oh, my God, is she really singing Eye of the Tiger? And then within about, you know, 30 seconds, you're totally believing in it.
Yeah, it's weird to sing it live because the audience has a bunch of different reactions.
Well, right, you wouldn't want them to laugh.
They do sometimes, but sometimes I act like I'm a tiger, so that's why they laugh.
Well, before we forget, we should have you play another song.
Sure.
And tell us what you're going to play.
This is Hollywood. Driving your car down Hollywood Boulevard, wishing we were still swimming far from the stars. Let the wild things grow tired, fall from the trees. In the city, keep everything. Thank you.
Hollywood, Jen Grant and band playing in the Lake Effect Performance Studio. Thank you so much. It's a haunting song.
Thank you very much.
Is haunting an unfair word for that? Or
No. I wrote that song actually. That was one of the songs I wrote before that week that we were together. Danny and I were going to be on a tour doing some shows in the States actually with a Canadian band called the Weaker Thans. But first I was in Hollywood by myself, and I was really sick, and I was walking around by myself trying to find like a health clinic to get some antibiotics. And I found them. I got some medicine, and then the medicine made me really sick, and it was just like a really weird time. And for me, I guess that day, feeling a little haunted that day.
I don't always find myself with questions about music videos, but I found myself really captivated by what you've produced for The Fighter.
Yeah, thank you.
It is full of these 8mm movies from a pageant in the 1970s.
Yeah, they're actually 16mm.
I'm sorry.
But I don't know really the difference, but they're 16mm.
They're twice as good.
Yeah, they're way better.
are those your mom?
Yeah, that's my mom.
Tell me about what went into finding these movies and then deciding to use them in a video. I mean, I wonder if you had, I mean, did you have qualms about sending them into the world?
No. Basically, my mom was like my best friend, and then she got really sick last year and died as soon as this record was finished. And I found my brother and I found the 16mm footage of her that she never showed us. And we had always heard about her being the Azalea Queen in Norfolk, Virginia, and she was really amazing. But it seemed really fitting to me to use that footage.
She was absolutely beautiful.
Absolutely, yeah.
The song about your mom, or did the song happen to just fit the video, fit this footage so well?
It sort of feels like all these songs came together really quickly, and then after we finished that 10 days together in PEI, that's when like Danny went away on tour with Kathleen Edwards for a long time. Mike went back to Germany. Dave went back to Toronto, and there was these 3 months there that I was at home, and that's when my mother got sick. And I would play all these songs for her, but it felt like as the winter progressed and her and I were together going through this, like her cancer treatments together, it felt like a lot of the songs were about her, and they were kind of almost like gifts given to me this week that we were making this record. A lot of parts of the album remind me of her and, you know, all of her strength and courage and stuff. And I think that people can relate to that on like a global level. You know, everyone's kind of dealing with something. So, and I have been hesitant to talk about her in interviews in Canada, probably because there's so many more like interviews in Canada. But now that it's been a couple months and the record's been out, it feels like to me that really is what this album is about. And kind of like the songs were kind of meant to be in that way, that they kind of helped her with this process of passing away. And she felt really honored to be able to be a part of that experience, I think, with me.
And I feel bad now for asking this question because it's going to seem so light. But the other thing that struck me about the video is that you are paddling your own canoe.
That's
in
right.
That video. Is this is something that you do?
Yeah. That's our canoe. there was a lot of changes. Like this record was supposed to come out in May. And then when my mother got really ill, the album ended up coming out in September. And because my mother passed away in May. And also then in July, Danny and I sold my mother's house, and we moved out of our house. And we took our dog that my mom and I used to share, Charlie, Grant Ledwell. And we bought this new house because I felt like what I needed to do was kind of make the most out of this experience. And what I needed to do was leave our really close-knit community in Halifax and go live in the country and just be closer to nature and feel really connected to good things down there. And it's been a really, really good experience for us living there and then touring with these guys and then being able to go back there and also getting another dog. Extra dog. We have two.
Several dogs.
Several dogs.
Small auxiliary dog.
That's
as I
right. Yeah. He needed a bud.
Ox dog.
Well, and the song that we've been talking about is called The Fighter, but it's from that song that you pull the name of the album.
That's right.
The Beautiful Wild. And there is an obvious reference to nature and
yeah.
the world there. But is it oversimplifying things to say that The Beautiful Wild is also love or of life?
No, that's exactly what it means. Good job.
Thank you. So you have these images from the past in the video, and you know, there's so much about love on the album. How much of what you write when you write about love is informed by your understanding of love from your mom or the people who have come before you?
I think, well, I use all the understanding that I have of that, and my songs are usually part imagination and part real life, and I borrow things from experiences that I have, and other things are just, you know, dreamlike ideas.
Jen Grant, it has been a real delight.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure. You are sweet. Thanks for having us.
We are lucky to have you stop by. And
yes, we'll come back.
Tell us what you're going to take us out with.
This is The Fighter.
Jen Grant's latest CD is called The Beautiful Wild. She'll play a show in Madison tomorrow night, opening for Aaron McCune at the High Noon Saloon. Our interview was engineered by John Strelecki, and you can see a video of Jen Grant's performance of The Fighter in Studio C1 at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. I'm Mitch Teich. So great to have you listening today, and I sure hope you'll be with us again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 for another edition of Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Fresh Air is next. It's 11 o'clock.